Let's all stand together, and I'm not going to read all these verses we read last week. I'm going to read a few of them, and we'll see if the Lord will help us now. I'll give you another point or two here to the thought we started last Sunday morning. I wasn't anticipating on this being no kind of series, but, man, it got big in here last Sunday morning, and looking forward to what the Lord's going to do for us. Y'all pray for us. And the Lord has strengthened our voice this morning to be able to preach the Word of God. The Bible said in verse number 7, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them." If you will, jump down to verse number 12. This is the Lord speaking again. And he said, "And behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." We jump down to verse number 20, where the Bible said, "He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly." Amen. "Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Let's pray together and ask the Lord to help us again. Father, I'm asking you this morning that, Lord, you'd strengthen us in every wit and every way. Father, Lord, I pray this morning as we've entered in the house of God, we've sung these good songs of Zion and songs about the Lord and what he's done for us and what we have to be thankful for. And Lord, we're thankful for the good stirring in our heart that's pointed us back to the Lord in song and in testimony. And now, Lord, I pray the same would be done. Lord, in this time of preaching, help us to magnify the Lord. Help us, Lord, to magnify your grace. Help us, Lord, to lift high the standard of the gospel and the word of God this morning. And Lord, may the lost have conviction brought to them. Lord, may they see their self again, lost, headed for, and deserving of hell. And then, Lord, I pray to be drawn to Jesus today by the convicting power of the Spirit of God. Father, I ask you this morning that all the saved in our midst would be stirred and encouraged and excited to give worship and glory and praise to our God. Lord, fill us with hope that, Lord, this world's not all we have to look forward to. Lord, it is good on this side, even on bad days, it's good. And Father, help us, Lord, to look beyond this life and beyond these troubles and beyond these sicknesses and beyond, Lord, all that we have faced, Lord, in our lives and families today. And look, Lord, to yonder shore on heaven's shore. And Lord, may we, Lord, just get, Lord, encouragement today from all that you have for us in your word. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen. You can be seated out this morning as we did last week. We understand that the book of Revelation is the revelation, not of John the Beloved, but the revelation to John of the Lord Jesus Christ. And some have said, "Well, I want to know more about Jesus." Well, amen, page after page after page in the book of Revelation, we are told more and more of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful today everywhere John looked and everywhere you and I look in John's writing in this book, we'll learn something new and fresh and more and greater of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything's about him. I know, my friend, listen, there's a lot of mysterious things in the book of Revelation. There's a lot of things that are yet to come that John writes about that we don't fully comprehend and understand. Amen. But all that, amen, behind all of that, amen, John is magnified. Amen. The one that gave his life and shed his blood and revealing him to the world. Amen. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. We understand that in this book, amen, there's a lot of things that are revealed and magnified. And I guess in some way our thought deals with that. But in this last chapter, what John has revealed to him about the Lord is three times The Lord says, John, behold, or surely I come quickly. And what we find in this last chapter is that the Lord Jesus is the soon to come Lamb of God. And thank God he's on his way. We know that today. It's nothing, there's nothing new in light of that. In light of the rest of the Word of God. Amen. Going all the way back to the days of Enoch, the six from Adam. Amen. Enoch was running around in his generation prophesying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. Amen. That's a long time ago, 6,000 years nearly ago. Amen. There's a man running around saying that, amen, I don't know all there is to this, but I do know the Lord is coming again. Oh, Job testified in his day, probably the oldest book in your King James Bible. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth and that he shall stand in the latter day upon the earth. And thank God that, amen, men have been believing in the second coming, amen, as long as they believed in the first coming. And so he is coming again, and we have that blessed home to look forward to. Amen. Even in 2015, we noted in verse number 7, behold, I come quickly. And that in light of that, there is the duty of the Christian. He said, I'm coming quickly. And he said, blessed is he that keepeth the sayings and the prophecy of this book. And what the Lord is saying, I'm coming and I'm coming quickly. You better make sure that you fulfill your duty and that you keep the sayings of the Word of God. Live by the Word of God. Keep it. Keep it in your heart. Keep it in your family. Amen. Keep it about thy neck as a testimony of your life that the Word of God has changed your life. Amen. Too many folk are letting go of the Word of God. Too many folk are failing in their responsibility in this matter of keeping a Word of God. And we can preach there today. We must hasten on. Notice with me in verse 12, and in light of the Lord coming quickly, we find the declaration to of the Christian. The Bible said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. And so the Lord said, I'm coming, and I'm coming with a bunch of rewards and acknowledgments toward those that have lived faithful. You know what the Lord's is saying? You may not think it's worth it living for God today, but when he comes back, he's going to show you and prove to you and to me and Calvary that, my friend, it is worth serving God. Amen. Scotty read the verse in Hebrews 11 this morning, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. Or even coming to God must believe that he is and that he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Can I say, at whatever you're going through today, whatever, amen, you face and the devil has whispered to you and your flesh has whispered to you and your lost family has whispered to you and it ain't worth serving God. Amen. Jesus said, understand that I'm coming and I'm coming quickly and I'm going to prove to you on that day if you'll stay faithful and seek God and live for God, and it will be worth it all in the end. I'm glad I can say this morning, I believe it's worth it today. Amen. The Burchettes sing that song, I missed out. And the things I don't have today, amen, makes it worth serving God. When the Lord comes, if I've been faithful, things I've yet to receive, amen, will indeed bear witness. And it is worth serving God. And we'll know that as the Lord comes quickly. And look with me in verse 20, this our thought verse where the Bible said, he which testifieth of these things saith, surely I come quickly. And John's heard it on two occasions. temptations, the Lord has said, John, I'm coming, and I'm coming quickly. I'm coming for you, John. I'm coming for the blood bought. I'm coming for my church. I'm coming for those that have been saved and redeemed. I'm coming, John, keep my word. Hey, John, in case you forgot it, I'm coming, old boy, amen, through all your troubles and trials, Seth, and you wonder, am I really coming, and is it worth all that I'm going through? John, behold, I come quickly. Now, John, just in case, amen, after you've heard it on two occasions, I want to leave you with one last word, John. Amen, amen. Through all your doubts and through all, amen, your wondering, when is this going to happen? Is it really going to happen, John? Listen up, good buddy. Amen, surely I come quickly. You know what the Lord's telling him? He said, John, there's no doubt about it. There's no question mark. Amen, it's been settled. It's been appointed. There's a time out yonder somewhere. The angels don't know, and the Son of Man doesn't know, and the church doesn't know, but God the Father knows, Seth. And my friend, there's a time, there is, amen, a moment of time, amen, that is soon to happen, Seth. And John, what you need to know is, surely I come quickly. And I say today, he is coming. Yeah, man, and you better make sure you're ready. Yeah. And you, my friend, better make sure that you're saved. I can promise you today. And there's things that John saw in the book of Revelation. My friend, he's seen images coming out of hell that are literally going to happen one day. Amen. I mean creatures with the body of a horse and the feet of a horse and the body and the head of a man. And my friend, tails like scorpions that are going to run after the church is taken out and the lost are left behind, and they'll run around and torment men for 6 months. There'll be hailstones falling out of the sky. My friend, as big as Volkswagens, are you listening? And you don't want to be here during that time. And I mean, John has all that, and the Lord's saying, I'm coming. I think there's a message to the lost today, and he is coming. You better make sure that you're saved and you're ready to go. So I'm going to wait. Well, the Lord's coming quickly, so quickly, in fact, and when he comes, you'll not have an opportunity to make sure you're ready. Amen. Can I say, in this, surely I come quickly, we faith. Amen. The Lord says this to John, and we believe that whether it's the Lord or John or them together, amen, something crept up, amen, and they cry loud, amen. He's surely coming quickly. There's no doubt about it. And old John says, amen. Let it be. So let it come. Amen. He says, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And we find here the desire of the Christian. Amen. Yes, we have a duty. Thank God there's a declaration. It'll all be worth it in the end. My friend, there's something in the heart of every blood-bought child of God with the Holy Ghost on the inside. And my friend, when we hear the coming of the Lord, and it's soon coming, and it's imminent coming, and it's quick coming, there's something on the inside that says, I wish my family would get saved. I wish they'd get right with God. I wish my husband or my wife or my children would get born again. But even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. The great desire of the child of God is to say, a one that saved them, amen, face to face in the clouds. My friend, it's a desire of the child of God today. Notice with me, we're preaching on this thought, even so, come, Lord Jesus, after, according to verse 8, all the things that John has been made to say and all the things that John has been made to hear in this revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. He comes down to the end. The Lord said, hey, big boy, I'm coming. Surely I come quickly. And John, I mean, after all he said and after all he's heard, he cries out, even so, come, Lord Jesus. What is it? What did, what created that desire in John? What is it that John saw or that John heard or that John, if you will, experienced that created this desire in John for the Lord to come again? Amen. Can I just pause for a moment? Amen. I've got a lot of thoughts running through my head right now. Can I say, Brother Gerald, that this world ain't our home? Amen. Amen. We live in a wicked world. Amen. Plagued by Muslims and towel heads and camel riders. Amen. You might as well look on up in here. I'm about mad about it. Amen. We live in a generation of reprobates and sodomites and trouble and wickedness and sin. And the child of God, my friend, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're in it, but we ain't of it. We gotta live in it. We gotta breathe in it. We gotta work in it. We are not of this world. When we got saved, God called us out. Amen. He give us. Amen. Listen. Amen. Those that were strangers to God in salvation become strangers in this world. And the picture that's given in the New Testament is that where I ain't going to get where I'm going. Amen. Is it Jared? We are pilgrims and strangers going through this world. Amen. I'm telling you, in 2015, the average child of God has forgotten this world is not their home. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. We're too in love with the world, and we're too in love with the things in the world. Amen. And we've drove our 10 stakes down, and we have forgot that the Lord said, surely I come quickly. This world ain't your home, Gerald. You got no business living for this world. I didn't say living in it. We got to live in it. And we might as well do the best we can. Amen. As God's children to enjoy living in it. Let's be honest about it. Even on backslid Lot, the Bible said that when he got down in Sodom and chose to live among all that, and he made a choice. We ain't got a choice about it. When he made the choice to live over there in Sodom, that my friend even, amen, even an old, amen, feller that had went away from God and away from wrath, amen, even his righteous soul was vexed daily. That is, when he looked around and he said, this is not right. This is not godly. This is not God's plan. Are y'all listening this morning? And I'm telling you, there's something in the child of God. And we look around and we see all these things going on, wars and rumors of wars. And Brother Dean, there's something on the inside. Amen. And the child of God, as he's been saved out of the world, amen, he looks up into heaven and he says, even so come, Lord Jesus. There's things I failed in, regrets I have, but even so come, Lord Jesus. Says, I've got family members still need to get saved. But even so come, Lord Jesus. There's a lot I want to do in this land. But even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. We're of that. Amen. That mindset that Abraham had. We're walking about in this world seeking a city which hath foundations. Amen. Whose builder and maker is God. Amen. I'll be honest with you. Amen. I'm not looking for a nation built on Democrats or Republicans. Amen. And by the way, they're all one and the same. Amen. I know there's some up there. I believe there's a few up there in Washington that my friend, they probably know God and love God. But, amen, if there is any, you can only count them on about one hand. Amen. You can throw them all up in a big old paper sack and shake them up and throw them out on the ground. Amen. You won't know one from the other. You might as well say amen. I ain't looking for a society that, amen, has this great utopia. Amen. And amen, Obama's changed. And boy, he's changed all right. Amen. Changed our nation. And listen, he has, amen, built an imaginary utopia that men are living for and desire. And I say the child of God, amen, looks beyond any heathen president. Amen. In it. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Looks beyond on what in it, amen, Muslim loving, sodomite, hand holding, president had ever built for us, and we look for a city that God has made. We're looking for that day. Son, I feel like preaching.
Yes, sir.
I've heard all them preachers last 2 days, skin and head, and I mean it's put a fire in my belly.
Amen.
I'm telling you, we're in a mess, Brother Larry. We're in a mess. But the child of God looks through it all. Thank God he's reminded, surely, surely I come quickly. Amen. And if there's any grace of God in you at all, amen, if you don't say it with your lips, you'll say it in your heart. Amen. Amen. You may. Here's the day I get to get out of all of this. I'm saying the Lord saith, surely I come quickly. Son, I'm feeling like preaching. I'm telling you, I'm so glad today, amen, that we're getting out of here one day. When the Lord comes back, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Amen. What's that mean? That means surely I come quickly. The child of God says, yes, let it be. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Brother Gerald, what was it that John seen in the book of Revelation that made him have this desire? Well, we dealt with in chapter 1, John's in the Isle of Patmos. Amen, being troubled and, in his language, persecuted for the name's sake and the testimony's sake of the Lord Jesus. John's one of them preachers, he don't care if you showed up, you brought your mama and your, amen, your little do-no-wrong son or daughter, amen, if he seen sin in your life, he'd bust your hide. And he'd get up and preach, and old Nero and that Roman government hated him for it. Amen. So, amen, I ain't got time to get back in all this. But, amen, they said, we're going to do away with him. We can't kill him. He won't die. He's too hard-headed to die. Amen. And so we'll stick him off over there in Patmos. He'll get on an island all by himself, and that'll shut him up for sure. And old John, my friend, throwed him out there, and I imagine that first day on Patmos was a pretty low day for John. I imagine he's wondering, is it all worth it? And how am I going to get off this? There ain't nothing to eat around here. I can't swim. It's too far to swim. My dad, and he's just walking around. And he said over in chapter 1, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. It was an internal clock in his saved soul. Amen. He didn't know when Monday was and Tuesday was. There's something went off in his soul. Amen. When he got up on the Lord's day, he said, today is the day that the Lord has made. And my friend, he got filled with a Spirit of God on that day. My friend, he said in that chapter, just paraphrase it, amen, he turned to see the voice. A voice came out of heaven. He turned to see the voice, and it spake to him. And lo and behold, Brother Jerry, he gets a vision and a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ in all his glory, in all his sovereignty, and in all his power. He gets to see the Lord like he's never seen the Lord before. I mean, in trouble, amen, the countenance of the Lord, I believe, is what caused John in the end of Revelation to say, even so come, Lord Jesus. And he begins to talk about his faith, and he talks about his hair, and he talks about his face, and he talks about the glory that surrounds it. And he said, man, he showed me a new revelation of himself like I've never seen before. I'm seeing now, amen, by faith and a vision. Thank God he's coming again. And I'll see him face to face. I'll tell you why the child of God desires the Lord to come, because we can't wait to see the Lord. And John said in Revelation 1, unto him that loved us, amen, and washed us from our sin in his own blood, and it made us kings and priests unto our God. I'm telling you today, ain't the Lord, amen, one of these days, amen, the trumpet God himself, amen, old Papa's going to get up over there at Ashburn, North Carolina, in the graveyard of the Bethel Baptist Church, said, hey, he's going to beat me up there. Of them we which are alive and remain, amen, shall be called up, amen, together with them, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Face to face, seeing him, amen, seeing that face, it was smitten and stricken of God. and afflicted the, amen, the face that they smote and sped upon. Amen, the face that, amen, friend looked out over the crowd and cried, amen, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm talking about the face that in the fleeting hours of Calvary looked up in the face of God and said, it is finished. I've done all that I came to do. Amen, one of these days we will see him like we've never seen him before. All the times that God reveals a little bit more to you today about the Lord Jesus than you knew yesterday. God has designed it to be so, and everything you learn about him just makes you want to see him the more. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Chapter 2 and 3 we dealt with last week on the condition of the church made John have a desire. John is made to see the Lord and the candlestick said, and the one with the stars in his hand and all the scene that he saw. And he's told, sit down, John, and write these things that I'm about ready to tell you and rattle and deliver them to the churches of Asia. And in a moment of time throughout two chapters, John is made to say, my friend, all the failures of the church, all the sin of the church. He looks up as he begins to ramp up in wrath, and he sees in the end of the church age a crowd that's more interested in money and finances and buildings and material things, and they are having the power and the presence of God. He sees a folk that's learned how to go through the motions of it all and have a little bit of religion. It got zero God. Friend, he's made to see all that. He's made to see the compromise and the liberalism and the apathy and, my friend, the fussing and the fighting and the feuding and living on what folk used to be. And John said, if that's how it's going to get, even so come Lord Jesus. And I say we're living in that day. We're living in a day when my friend, and thank God, I don't know that it's a problem around here. It better not be. Folk are more interested in how much money's in the bank, and they are souls. They're interested in, my friend, the building and changes being made to a building, or than they are the power and the presence of God. Amen. Can I say in this day, or that's plaguing our generation, amen, the man of God and the children of God, amen, cry out to the Lord. Lord, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. John had to see all that, but it may, as bad as it was going to get, it just began to grow the desire in John for the Lord to come back. Number three, and this will be, I probably ought to quit now, as amen, as wound up as we get, but listen this morning, what made John have a desire for the Lord to come back? In chapter 1, it's the countenance of the Lord. Chapter 2 and 3, Brother Mo, it is the condition of the church. But in chapter number 4, in verse number 1, John said, I heard the voice of a trumpet saying, come up hither. Woo, hallelujah. He'd just been right in the church, and now it's all coming down to a close. And the trumpet of God sounds and said, John, it's time for the church to come on home. Amen. So I ain't going to get it out, but Tim, thank God one of these days. You say, what's that shout over there that Paul was writing about? And in 1 Thessalonians 4, the trumpet God shall sound. Amen. The voice of the archangel. Amen. You say, what is it going to say? Amen. John told you what it's going to say. It's going to cry out, come up hither. Amen. We that have been vexed in a wicked world, thank God, to be gathered in home. What a day that's going to be, Brother Jerry. John, my friend, has opened up. He said immediately. Amen. Don't you believe this? This all millennialism and mid-trib rapture and amen. Y'all look on up. Don't you buy any of that? John said, soon as that trumpet sounded, immediately. Amen. These bunch of folk, they want to argue. Well, some say we're going to go all the way through, and some say we're going to go halfway through. After Revelation 3, you don't see the church again in any other place except for heaven. When the trump of God sounded and said, come up hither, John said, and immediately. That's what he said. Ain't that what he said? Amen. Look at it right there. Amen. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet, amen, talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Verse 2, and immediately. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There ain't going to be no trumpet of God sounding, and we got to go through the first 3.5 years of the great tribulation. Oh no, friend, immediately the trumpet of God is sound, and immediately every blood bought, paid for child of God is going home. Amen. You ain't going to have time to pack your duds. Amen. You ain't going to have time to change your clothes. You ain't going to have time, my friend, to do anything that's left undone. John said, and immediately I was ushered in. He didn't say immediately I saw my mama. Amen. God help us. We got so addicted to country songs. Amen. Holes in the floor of heaven. Amen. If I didn't have a Savior that couldn't build a heaven that didn't have a hole in it, amen, I don't know, amen, if I could believe in that much. Yeah. Holes in the floor of heaven. My old Tony Hutchins say right there, my hind leg. Holes in the floor of heaven. I got news for you, my friend. When you get the other side and the trumpet God sounds, amen, the first thing you're going to see, the first thing that's going to gain your attention, John said, I saw a throne and one that sat on that throne. Amen. Oh, Stephen, Dad. Amen. Stephen didn't see his daddy and his mama and his papa. Are you listening to me? Amen. That's about all the religion some people have in this day. Amen. You know what heaven's going to be about. Ain't God, there's going to be a reunion. Amen. But beyond all, amen, the reunion and the getting back together, thank God when we get there, there'll be a throne in one that sits on that throne that'll gain our attention. That throne didn't have the prophet Muhammad on it. Amen. It didn't have the prophet Muhammad, but amen, an old pedophile. Didn't have a pedophile on the throne. Y'all might as well say, man, I'm getting wound up about this thing. Amen. Didn't have no pedophile. There wasn't no prophet Muhammad with his 13-year-old lover. Come on now. Amen. He didn't have a towel on his head. He had a crown on his head. Amen. I said he didn't have a towel on his head. He had a crown on his head. You might as well say, man, you said, preach, you're going to make folk mad. I'm telling you, let them get mad. It's had time we quit cowing down. Amen. And preach the word of God. There ain't but one Lord God King over this universe, and Jesus is his name. Hallelujah. That's right. Amen. John said, I seen a throne, and one sat on it. And my friend John's about ready to see some things. In fact, he comes to chapter number 5, and he said the angels and the beasts and the elders fall down, and they begin to celebrate and cry loud around that throne, said, he's worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. John, you know what? John has now been elevated. I feel some preaching. He goes, Brother Will, from seeing all the mess in the world, all the wicked condition the church is about to get in, and in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, he goes from seeing and living in all of that to being ushered in one of the most enlightening, celebratory, enthusiastic places he's ever seen. He comes to the end of Revelation, and the Lord says, surely I come quickly. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Why did he say that? Because of the celebration of the saints. Amen. Praise God. There's something he's seen on the other side, Kathy. Oh, the worship. No, the praise. He's been trying to do it on earth. He's been trying to live on it, live in it on Patmos. He's been trying to do the best he can in a church that's going astray. But now all the robe of flesh is removed. All the hindrances are taken away. And John sees what it's going to be like to worship and celebrate around the Lord Jesus with no flesh and no sin, no depraved nature. How they get around and give glory to the Lamb. What are they celebrating about? Well, you come to chapter 4, and John said, I seen 24 sins sitting on them seats. There's 24 elders just sitting there, looking at the Lamb, looking at the one on the throne. Then he said, I seen four beasts. Is that what it said? He said, and I got looking at them. He said, one of them looked like a lion. One of them looked like a calf. Is that what it said? It said one of them flew like an eagle. I think I'm right. Y'all don't look at me like that. Amen. Third beast had the face of a man. One with the face of a lion. One looked like a calf. One looked like a man. One looked like an eagle. John said they each had six wings. Now watch this now. These 24 elders, they're representatives of the saints of God, staring at the throne. These four beasts walk out and they begin to fly. They fly. The Bible said they had eyes before and behind. And then another statement it makes, it said they had eyes without and within. I don't understand all this. I know it sounds like something dreamed up, but John said he saw it, and God put it in the Bible. Evidently, it's so. Amen. You got a beast. It looks like a lion. It has eyes all over the front of his face and all over the back of his head, eyes without and eyes within. Amen. He said, there's another beast. It looks like a calf. Got a bunch of eyes before and a bunch of eyes behind and a bunch of eyes without and within. There's a beast, looks like a man. He's got a bunch of eyes on his face and a bunch of eyes behind his head, and he's filled with eyes within and without. He said, there's another beast. I'm going somewhere. That looks like an eagle, and I got watching him. He had eyes all before and eyes behind and eyes without and within. Come out, and they start flying around the throne. You know what you do with eyes? Eyes are for seeing. Yep. They're flying around the throne. Every angle they're on, they're seeing everything. They can fly this way, and they can see him that sits on the throne. It's the Lord on the throne. And they fly here and they look down and they fly this way and they look around and they look in and they look out. Everywhere they go, here's what they say. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. They fly over here and they look at this side and say, he's perfect there too. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. And they're looking at him from every angle. They're looking at him from every perception. They're looking at him. I don't know how many eyes they have, but they're full of eyes before and behind, without and within. And every way they look at the Lord, amen, they say he's holy. You know what they're crying? They're saying he's perfect. I really meant to preach about 30 minutes this morning, and I don't see no quitting time anywhere close to where we are. Hallelujah. They're saying he's perfect. Now watch this. Bible said, let me get it right, Brother Dean. Are y'all with me? Please don't leave on me. Bible said, and the four beasts had each of them six wings, and they cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Now watch this. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne who liveth forever and ever. Is that what your King James Bible said? Amen. Where's them 24 elders when John gets up? They just kind of come in with John and they sit down in their seats. Wow. That's him. Them beasts come out and they fly this way and they look out the congregation. They say, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Amen. And when they began to bless and praise the Lord and give him glory, the Bible said, the verse 10, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. What does John see them celebrating on? What are the saved celebrating? They're celebrating the perfection of their Lord. When them beasts say, he's holy, 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 he's the Lord God Almighty. They can't help theirself as them beasts are giving him glory and praise and giving him thanks. Them 24 elders, the redeemed of God, fall out of their seats and get down on their knees and say, amen, that's right. He's the perfect Lord God. He's the one. If Pilate said, I find no fault in him, he's the Lamb of God without spot and without blemish. Amen, he's the Lord God of heaven, who indeed is thrice holy. He ain't just holy. He ain't just good. Ain't God, he's holy, holy, holy. He is the Lord God Almighty. I say, John seen them. You say, what are we going to do in heaven? We're going to sit down for a little while and we're going to watch them four beasts fly around and remind us he's perfect and holy, 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 and the Lord God Almighty, and every little petty thing you fussed about in life is going to fade away out of memory. Amen. And you'll fall on your face and say, yes, he is. And you'll give him worship and praise. John said, I done seen them celebrating in heaven. I know who they're worshiping. I've done seen them beasts cry aloud how perfect he is. They've looked at him from every angle. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Number two, chapter 5, they're celebrating over the pardon of their lives. John said, there's a problem. There's nobody worthy to open this sealed book. He begins to weep and cry, and somebody comes out and says, hey, don't you cry. They's one. They wasn't a handful. They wasn't two. But we have found one up here that's worthy to open that book. John turned to see. That man said, it's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And John said, I turned to see him. When I turned, it wasn't no lion I saw. It was a Lamb of God. Amen. I done preached all that in the past. I'd like to preach it again right now. Amen. He turned to see a lion and found a lamb. John said, them 24 elders, amen, they lift up them vows to the Lord. He said, that's the prayer of them saints. He said, and when the lamb took that book and opened it up, he said, they started singing a new song. Saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open. I don't know what key it'll be in. I don't know what tune it'll be sung to. But it's a song about he's worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof. For thou, amen, was slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. Out of every kindred, every nation, every people, every tongue. And it's made us kings and priests unto our God. Well, I'm a winding down. Amen. My voice is about blowed up now, Jerry. Amen. But you know what they're celebrating over? The fact that they know they don't deserve to be there. They don't deserve them seats. They don't deserve to see the crystal sea. They don't deserve to behold the throne and the one that sat on it. They don't deserve any of that. And they see that lamb step out, take that book, and they say, amen. That shouting girl, and he reached down out of the slum holes to see us and saved us and washed us and changed our lives.
Amen.
John seen all that and he said, man, Lord said, John, surely I come quickly.
Amen.
John said, even so,
hallelujah,
come Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You want one more? Into Revelation 5. Amen. Boy, this is good. I hate keep taking your book there, Dean, but amen. Look in verse 13. Well, verse 11 and 12, you got the angels and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them is 10,000 times 10,000, thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing,
yes, sir,
and honor, and glory,
yeah,
and power be unto him, watch this phrase, that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, forever,
amen,
and ever. Now watch this now. What did John just say he witnessed? That when the church gets home and falls down and sings that new song and all of heaven joins in, it's going to rock creation.
Yes, sir. Amen.
There's going to be one verse fulfilled. Glory to God. I don't know how they're going to know, but every bird that flies in the air is going to take a voice. Every lost child of God that sat in services just like this and would not come and get saved, when the church is called out and on the other side and they're shouting it out, God's going to let all creation get a voice. And every lost sinner, if they're near a bird, they're going to hear a bird say blessing and power. Amen. Hallelujah. Every woman been left behind. Every little mama's been left behind and wondering what in the world's going on. She'll be in her home weeping her eyes out, and her little old kitty cat is going to start running through the house saying blessing and honor and glory. Amen. Every old drunk, every old drunk redneck up and down these hollers that wouldn't come to church, wouldn't listen to the gospel be preached, run folk off their porch. Amen. Gonna be an old drunken stupor. And their old coon dog out in the yard while they're on the porch, their old coon dog tied up the porch post. Gonna look over at that old shop drunk who wouldn't get saved. He's gonna get a voice for one verse. He ain't gonna be barking. He ain't gonna be treeing no coon. He gonna look at that old drunken master of his and say, blessing, honor, power, woo, glory. And that old drunk's gonna wipe his eyes and slap his face and go, he's going to say, power be unto him that sitteth on the throne, unto the Lamb forevermore. You say, I don't believe in all that. It's because you don't believe the Bible. John said that's going to happen. Amen. There'll be a fellow out there, I mean, he's trying to get away from all of what's going on. He's going to tell his family, I'm going to go fishing. He'll get out here on Douglas Lake. He'll throw it out there and he'll be reeling it in. And he's going to have the fish of a lifetime. He's going to pull her up. He's going to take that old bass by the, amen, by the lip and pull him up. Take that hook out and he's going to look at him. That fish is going to say, blessing.
Amen. Yeah.
Glory. Honor. Yes, power be unto him that sitteth on the throne, the Lamb forevermore.
Yes, sir.
You didn't think he was who he said he was, but he's given me a voice and you've done hooked me and lit me. But he wants you to know he's the Savior of the world. When all creation, man, we'd go on and on. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? So I don't believe that. That's foolish talk, preacher. It's just because you're a Bible denier. All of heaven, when that takes place, is going to fall down. They're going to say, amen. So not me, I'm too dignified. Well, I got news for you. Them 424 elders going to fall down off their seat. They're going to say, that's right.
Amen.
Amen. And they're going to worship the Lamb that sit. You know what they're doing? That old creation says he sits on the throne. They're worshiping, celebrating the power of the Lamb. Can I just give a little side note and I'm winding down? Y'all will feel real good about this. Come on, sister. Don't that just, everybody breathe now. He's about done. Little side note. What are we supposed to be worshiping today? The one John's seen us worshiping in days to come is the one that the Bible said this Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can I just get on you for a minute? Shame on you. Shame on you. Come in all dead. Come in looking. And I know things go on in the world. Shame on us. John seen it all and he said, I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Can't wait. This old flesh is taken out of the way. I don't enter into a service and sit down and all I can think about is somebody sitting in that same service that I don't like something about them. And it robs me of seeing him. I come in all bogged down, burdened down, mad at this, mad at that, mad at the kids, mad at the wife, mad at the husband, mad at the dog. I sit down, I can't even see him. John said, he's the perfect Lord. He's pardoned our lives. He's the powerful Lamb. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Can you imagine what it's... Just think about it now. I about blowed up twice this morning. I really thought there's about to be a lot of little pieces of Jeff scattered all over these walls. It's been good. I've been in services, Brother Mark. I was absolutely out of my mind in the Spirit. And I didn't speak in an unknown tongue. I knew what I was doing. But it got so good. He got, amen, I just got filled with how perfect he is, how saved I am, that nobody's taking him off the throne.
Yes.
And just slap get beside of myself. But then, whenever them times have come, and even this morning, you know what happens? Though flesh weakens out. And it comes to an end. And you're going, boy, that was good. I wish my flesh could have kept up with my spirit. I wish my flesh could have handled as much as my spirit wanted me to enjoy. Everybody okay now? One of these days, the trump of sound, this mortal is going to put on immortality. And everything that stops us in worship, everything that hinders us, Brother Scotty, from being able to enjoy it like the spirit man wants to enjoy it, is going to be left behind. And we're going to rise, Brother Jack. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? Some of y'all ain't got a clue what I'm talking about. Because you ain't even had a thimbleful over on this side. If you've ever had a thimbleful on this side, you know there's more. Amen. There's more in that well. Brother Will, there's more in the well. One of these days, He's coming. He's coming quickly. Every child of God, in light of what John said, ought to say, even so come, Lord Jesus. Leaving all your trouble behind. Brother Tony, you're going to leave all the cancer behind. Won't be no more need for a mask on his face. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Won't be no more graveyards. Won't be no need to go to the graveyards. All the loved ones that were saved done been took up out of there. We just get around the throne and celebrate. Have ourselves a time. So what are we going to do? Shout.
Yes, sir.
Sing. Get down in the dirt. Then we'll sing some more. We'll take off the crowns of our head and put them at His feet. We'll say amen. Hallelujah. He's worthy. We're going to do everything on that side we ought to be doing on this side. Even so come, Lord Jesus. You know what makes me excited? You can go ahead and start playing. That'll make them feel real good. Stand with me. You know what I'm excited about? Now, you ain't going to go from being ice cold on this side to being red hot over there. But you know what I can't wait for? Some of you bunch of old stiff neck, stiff arm. I ain't ever said boo in church. So I can't do that. I hope the Lord will let me look over when y'all are down on your knees saying, amen.
Yeah.
I hope He'll let me look over at you and go, told you so.
Amen.
And I tell you, what a day that's going to be. What a day that's going to be. Now if you're here and you're saved, invitation's going to be given. I'd come get on this altar, say, Lord, help me get my eyes toward that place I'm headed. Worship You, celebrate on this side, so I won't be strange to it on the other side. Maybe just need to come cheer your faith a little bit this morning. That's it, you just mind the Lord. Then maybe this morning, you've never been saved. Can I say today, you don't want to miss heaven. The alternative to missing heaven is to go through the tribulation period and wind up being thrown in the lake of fire. Can I say today, you don't want that. Say, preacher, I know I need to get saved, but I'm just going to do it later. You may not have later. You're not going to have later. Amen, if He came right now, there is no later. If He comes this morning, if He comes this afternoon, there is no later. I'd come get saved today so you could leave here saying, say, preacher, please, please don't pray that He comes today. I'm not saved. Well, listen, I can't help it. There's just something in my heart that said, even so come, Lord Jesus. I have to pray it. It's the desire of my heart. See my Savior. Only hope I can give you today for you to come down, get saved, so you can leave saying, amen, come on back, Lord, I'm ready. Come on back, Lord, I'm ready. While these are praying, as they want anywhere, step out and say, preacher, I need to come. I need to get saved. I need to be born again. I'm not ready to go. Is there one anywhere? I ain't gonna ask for no show of hands this morning. But is there one anywhere in your heart? I mean, your heart's about to beat out of your chest. Feel like your brain's gonna explode. You know you need to come. You know you need to come. You know you ought to step out right now. Right now you ought to step out. Why don't you come today? You live your life every day hoping that the Lord don't come back. You go to bed at night hoping He don't come back. Hoping that you don't wake up to find that your husband or wife or children or parents have been taken on. I say you ain't got to live like that today. You ain't got to leave like that today. He's coming. He's coming quickly. You can be ready. You can be looking forward to it. These folks still praying. Would you mind the Lord? Well, I think no better day to get saved than right now. Right now, this morning, you can come be saved. Gospel's been preached. Word of God's been delivered.